I know for me, this suit fits a little bit tighter than it did, I think, before the pandemic. But maybe a lot of circumstances in our lives have changed over the past year and a half. Maybe it's been very difficult for many of us. Many ups, many downs. So life goes. There are things that change. There's kind of the ebb and flow of good things that happen, followed by bad things that happen, even tragedy and different things that may occur. But what I've realized, and what I hope that you see as well in life, is that through all the changes in life, there is one constant that we can always depend on as a believer. There is one constant that we can always trust in as children of God, and that is the reality that Jesus, who is faithful, Jesus, who is true, that He is with us, that He is for us, no matter what we may face, whether it be a pandemic, whether it be heartache, whether it be the loss of a job, whether it be the loss of a loved one, whether it be illness or chronic illness, whatever we may go through, Jesus is with us. And not only is He with us, He leads the way. And so what I want to talk about together today is that we trust God to lead. We trust Him. We know that He is the one who is not only with us, but He is the one who goes before us. In fact, before we knew and set that August 15th would be our first in-person worship service together, God was already here. He already knew. He knew the word that I will speak to you today. And so as we get back to doing things that are in person, I'm sure that many of us have different thoughts or concerns to go along with the joys and the blessing of being together. Many have already been back at work for a long time. Some are even on vacation as we speak, as the restrictions, many of them have been lifted. Of course, now we have to worry about this Delta variant, right? There's always something that comes about that occupies that place of things that maybe we have to worry about or even be anxious about or even at times be fearful about. There's something about uncertainty that's unsettling. I think as human beings, we want to have everything settled, right? We mitigate risk. We do our best to make sure that everything is under our control. But what we learn time and time again is that it is only Christ, only God Himself, His character, that He is for us and that He is with us. That is the constant that we see as the children of God. Even in a life filled with uncertainties, God is one whom we can count on. Amen? We're going to look at a couple of spots in the book of Joshua together, and we're going to look more into this truth of God's presence and His promise in our lives. Joshua chapter 1, verse 9, it says this, "Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." What a powerful verse that reminds us of His presence. He's with us wherever we go. Joshua chapter 5, verses 13 through 15, this is what it says. "When Joshua was by Jericho, he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, a man was standing before him with his drawn sword in his hand. And Joshua went to him and said to him, 'Are you for us or for our adversaries?' And he said, 'No, but I am a commander of the army of the Lord. Now I have come.' And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and worshipped and said to him, 'What does my Lord say to his servant?' And the commander of the Lord's army said to Joshua, 'Take off your sandals from your feet, for the place where you are standing is holy.' And Joshua did so." Let's take a moment to pray before we get into this word. God, we thank you again. We're here together to worship you. May you be honored and glorified. Be with me as I preach your word. Be with those of us who are listening. Give softened hearts that would take this truth deep, that we'd be all encouraged by your message today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So we're going to talk about His presence and His promised. Now, it's always important to note the context of the verses we read in the Bible. And I want to take us into the context of what we're looking at together today. As we look in Joshua 1:9, but also in Joshua chapter 5, we see a succession happening. We've all known the name Moses. For those of us who have gone to church, grown up in the church, we hear the word Moses and perhaps we think Ten Commandments. For those of us who are a little bit older, we remember the movie with Charlton Heston, right? The Ten Commandments. It's a classic movie. So we have all these memories that remind us, okay, well, who Moses is. He held those tablets with the very commandments of God in his hands. He's the one who led the people of Israel out of slavery in Egypt. And through Moses, God did amazing things, miracles, the plagues that showed that God is the one true God. That all those Egyptian gods that were worshipped, they pale in comparison. They are not true gods, but there is only one true God, and that is the God of Israel. And that's the God whom we worship. God, the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, the triune God, working through Moses, even to defy the Pharaoh of Egypt, who was one of the most powerful people, a leader of the most powerful nations at the time. And we know that in the final plague, the death of the firstborn of everyone in Egypt, if they were not protected by the blood of the Lamb, then they perished. But God protected his people. And again, through Moses, he led his people out of Egypt. Well, as time went on, you know, even despite all the miracles, crossing the Red Sea, the waters parting, the Israelites, the people of God, they started to complain. They started to grow impatient. You see, they forgot about the presence of God, perhaps the promises of God, and they looked at their circumstances and disobeyed God in their hearts. And even still, God took care of his people. You see, God had promised Israel way back when, even to Abram, and who became Abraham, that the people of God would inherit a land flowing with milk and honey. We know that land to be the land of Canaan. So there was this promise to the people of God. And here we see that Moses, though he was a great leader and God worked powerfully through him, that his generation was unable to go into Canaan. They wandered in the desert for 40 years. And yet still God, who gave the promise that his people would take the land of Canaan, God is one who never goes back on his promises. He's the only one we can trust 100% of the time that he has not changed from the very beginning to where we're at now and for all eternity. God is who he says he is. He is one who keeps his promise. And so Moses' generation was never able to enter into Canaan. And yet there was one who was called to be the next leader, appointed by God after Moses to be the next leader, and that is Joshua. Now, the character in the Bible, the person Joshua, you know, holds a dear place in my heart because I'm also named Joshua. I'm not being narcissistic or anything, but just I know what that name entails. I know the story, and there's so many things that I can relate together with him. And so we talked about all these grand things that Moses did, and now Joshua is appointed to be the next leader. And we always joke, that's some big sandals to fill, right? So, oh man, I got to follow up Moses. He parted the Red Sea. He struck a stone and water came out. He did all these things. God used him in these amazing ways. And so God speaks to Joshua through the words of Moses to give him the encouragement, the promises, reminding of his presence. See, there's not 3 points today. It's just one thing that I hope you see coming through the pages of Scripture, his presence, his promise for his people. In Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 2, it says this, Moses speaks to Israel, the Lord your God himself will go over before you. He will destroy these nations before you so that you shall dispossess them. And Joshua will go over at your head as the Lord has spoken. So God has appointed Joshua. Just a few verses later in 31 verse 7, Moses speaks now to Joshua directly saying, "Be strong and courageous, for you shall go with this people into the land that the Lord has sworn to their fathers to give them, and you shall put them in possession of it. It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you." You see that the promise of him being there, going before you, and the promise also of the presence, he will be with you. And then again a promise, he will not leave you nor forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed. These are the words echoed in Joshua 1:9. God promises his presence will be with Joshua, with his people, wherever he goes. I mean, notice how many times he repeats here, right? The Lord will go before you. He will go before you. It is the Lord who has sworn. It is the Lord. You see, there's this encouragement that comes when we realize that it's not all about what we can do. You see, Joshua is not the hero. Moses is not the hero. This fear, saying, do not fear, do not be dismayed. He's not saying, hey, toughen up. Be braver. Do what you got to do so that you can lead the people. No, he says, look, I have already given you the land. Look, I have already promised you Canaan. Look, I have already promised my presence with you. He's saying, look, it's me, your Lord, the Lord of heaven and earth. I am the one who leads the way. So be strong and courageous, knowing that not only am I with you, I go before you. So you see, this courage, it flows out of trusting in the promises of God. It's not mustered up. It's not, why can't I be braver? Why can't I be less worried? Why can't I be less anxious about the future and about uncertainty? Why can't I? It's not about me. As we look to God, this courage flows. As we trust in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, this fearlessness, boldness to obey overflows. So God is saying, Moses and his generation weren't able to go into Canaan. But guess what? I'm still God, and I lead the way. I am with you, presence, and I will go before you, the promise. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 8, it is the Lord who goes before you. I think a lot of us need this kind of reminder. You know, there's this idea that, yes, it's important, hard work. Yes, it's important, merit. Yes, it's important to have responsibility and do what you're called to do, you know, in terms of work or family life and relationships. Yes, there are a lot of responsibilities that we have. But we need the reminder that God and his presence and his promise should mean something and should affect the way that we see our lives and what we're choosing to do. I think especially in the time of this pandemic, it has not been easy on many of us. It has changed the daily living, a lot of the things that we do. Not being able to worship in person as a church family was just one of many things that were altered. For those of us who have children, thinking about the safety of our kids at school, is there going to be masking? Is there not? Will it be virtual? Will it be hybrid? Will it be all in person? Not only that, there are people who have lost loved ones. And not only to COVID, but there are still other brokenness in this world. Friends I know personally that have lost their parents to cancer, to tragedy, accidents. You see, the world never stopped. Even in the midst of the pandemic, there are so many things in this broken world that we can look to and say, what about all these things that are going on around us? People have lost their jobs, fallen to illness. There's, again, just brokenness in this world. And I think at times, as believers of Jesus Christ, even with the truth of the promise of his presence with us, There may be times where we catch ourselves wondering, is God truly who he says he is? Is he really with me right now as I go through this heartache, this terrible situation in life? You know, I have a friend who very early on in the pandemic lost her father to COVID. And at the time it was, you know, quarantining and all these different things. So, you know, her mom wasn't even allowed to see her own husband after he passed. And not only that, she was not able to comfort her mom because her mom was forced to quarantine in her own house. So they camped out in the backyard, her and her brother. Can you believe that? There's so many things that are altered, that have been changed, things that people have gone through, and yet the reality, God is still good. God still loves you. He is for you. His presence is with you if you are a believer of Jesus Christ. And his promise will never fail you. His promise will never fail you. All the things that are uncertain, that we can't see, the hardships that may come, maybe even the joys and the highs of life that we don't know that's ahead, guess what? God is there already. And he's making a way, he's preparing a way, so that when you meet that difficulty, when you meet that hardship, that you would know that he is God. And you can trust in that, amen? That's the reality of our God, his presence and his promise. So when you start doubting God's goodness or his love, when you catch yourself asking questions, don't put yourself down. Say, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm doubting. I can't believe I'm... God doesn't want you to heap more burden on yourself. If you have genuine questions, even genuine doubt, go to God. Remember that he will receive you with open arms. That he does not condemn you, but if you are a believer of Jesus Christ, he is with you and he is for you. Romans chapter 8, verse 28, again, one of my favorite verses, tells us that in all things that we experience, God works for the good of those who love him, those who have a relationship with Jesus Christ. God is always with you and he goes before you. Remember his presence. Remember his power. Look, if this wasn't the case, if it wasn't Jesus working through all things for my good, I don't know how I'd be standing up here right now. I don't know how I'd be up here to be able to preach the goodness of God, his faithfulness, if I didn't truly know and trust that he's working for my good, that he is who he says that he is. There's no way that I could make it as a pastor if it were all up to me. Imagine if it truly was all up to Joshua to lead the people. Couldn't do it. Maybe once when I was young and prideful, I thought that I could. I have skills. I have some charisma. I have some dad jokes, right? I can kind of do this thing, right? But man, God is the one who is in charge. God leads the way. He's the one with me, molding me, changing me, reminding me that it is he who will carry on the promises. And if it was not up to him, and if it was up to me, I would be done for. But thank God, praise God, that he is who he says he is. You know, we're going to look at the verses 13 to 15 in chapter 5 of Joshua one more time, because there's something that I want to highlight here as we look at this. When Joshua was by Jericho, he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, a man was standing before him with his drawn sword in his hand. And Joshua went to him and said to him, "Are you for us or for our adversaries?" And he said, "No, but I am the commander of the army of the Lord. Now I have come." And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and worshiped and said to him, "What does my Lord say to his servant?" And the commander of the Lord's army said to Joshua, "Take off your sandals from your feet, for the place where you are standing is holy." And Joshua did so. So there's a lot going on here, actually, that reminds us of the presence of God and also the promise of God. You see, in Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 8, it says, "It is the Lord who goes before you." Remember, that was the promise that Joshua, one thing he could trust in and be encouraged by, is the promise of God. And so he finally crosses the Jordan. He finally comes into the land of Canaan. And who does he see there? Who does he see there but this commander of the Lord's army? What does that mean? Why is that significant? Because the promise is kept. You see, God already made the way for him to go into Canaan, to lead the people of God there. It wasn't by his might, by his power, by his great army that he was able to cross into this land that was filled with enemies. No, it was God himself, the Lord himself, who was already there as he had promised. Gone before, the things that were uncertain maybe to us, God has already sent his angels. To the places in our lives where we are worried or we are disheartened, into those places, God is already there. And not only is he already before us, but he is with us. Amen? That's the goodness of our God. So I want to ask you, what are you going through in your life? As you sit here together in our first in-person worship in over a year and a half, what is it that's on your heart that is causing uncertainty, wavering, maybe even doubt? What has the pandemic revealed about our hearts? Maybe some of us are here, but it's just, well, okay, I guess it's back to doing the Sunday church thing. Where is your heart? Is the presence of God with you real in your life? If it's not, I pray that you will repent and see God. I pray that this won't be just action outwardly, but in our hearts we would know the presence of God, and that truly we would know the promises of God, because if you have the promises of God, yes, you're still going to go through hardship in life, but you have the joy of knowing that whatever happens, that he is with you and that he is for you. So what is it that's on your heart? What is it that you're going through? Have you felt far from God? He wants to meet you right here, right now. Have you grown complacent in your walk with the Lord? He wants to light a fire in your heart right now. Let's live for God. Let's remember his presence and his promise. If we truly remember those two things every day of our lives, we can go forth and be bold and courageous. We can go forth and obey him even when it's difficult, because we know who he is and that he is with us. Let's take a moment to pray. Just take one moment to pray and respond in prayer to the message. Have you felt the presence of God in your life? Have you held on to the promise of God that there is victory, that he is with you, and that he already goes before you? If it's been difficult over this past year and a half, or maybe even long before the pandemic hit, God wants to encourage you and give you strength, give you courage to live your life. Have I not commanded you? How could he command such a thing? Because he is the one who makes it possible through the power of his Holy Spirit, through his grace. So go just take a moment right now and say, God, I want to live for you, knowing your presence is with me, knowing that your promise for me is always there. So just take a moment to pray, and then I'll close us. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you again so much for your word. Be with us, we pray. Remind us of your presence. For those of us who know you, who believe in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we have your presence with us daily. You are within us and with us. And the promise we know of salvation that can't be taken away, your love that is always with us, that you are always working for our good, the promises of your word for your people are with us forever. So God, encourage those of us who need encouragement this Sunday morning. We thank you and pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, it's been a while since we've been able to take part in the Lord's Supper and Holy Communion.